Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, back where my day began, because this is where I teach class now. I come down here to the Sunbury Motors Studio, and I have 15 very sleepy faces looking at me on Zoom as I sit here in the Sunbury Motors Studio. But that is, this is where we do it. This is where I teach class now, is in here. Now, I'm going to have to get myself a whiteboard for next week, because we are going through extensively on play-by-play next week. Today we did an entire segment on radio versus TV. About TV is really a producer-director medium, and radio is, I mean, you are the graphics, you are the clock, you're the eyes, okay? So that was what this morning was about an hour and a half. And so that's how my day began, was in here in the Sunbury Motors Studio. And we are brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. The Purdys have done a great job over the years of just taking great care of their clients. And their customers mean everything to them. Number one, when you're dealing with Purdy Insurance, you're just dealing with terrific people. They're just really nice people, just good people. People just like being around them. But they're also great professionals who just know the insurance business inside and out. So you're going to be covered. They're going to do everything they can to find you the best price. They'll update it for you. And if you ever need anything from them, they pour their heart and soul into it for you. It's Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. And the aforementioned Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And that service department at Sunbury Motors, outstanding. They'll diagnose the problem. They'll take care of it to your satisfaction. All right, great to have you with us today. R.J. Anderson on Major League Baseball coming up in the final half hour of the show today. We're looking forward to talking with R.J. We'll have a couple of other things for you today as well. Matt, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be back. And a lot of stuff that's been going down here in the last hour or so. So we got a lot to get to start off the week.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of stuff in the last hour. The Open Championship ended up being canceled for this year. That's an international event. I got it. They took the U.S. Open in golf and moved it to September 17th to the 20th. So that was big. In other words, they want to play it. So they're going to keep it out there. And also, the Masters goes to November. The Matt Harms good basketball player, 7'3", Purdue. Put his name in the transfer portal. Mac Hippenhammer. We already knew he wasn't coming back to play football, but now he's decided to put his name into the transfer portal.
In addition to that, Steve, one local name that's been in the transfer portal, Jimmy Sotos from Bucknell. He's verbally committed to Ohio State. He just tweeted that out earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he'll help him. I mean, Luther Muhammad for Ohio State had already put his name into the transfer portal. So they had they already had an opening at guard based on the transfer portal to begin with. So that's an addendum to what you have. And Sotos will be able to play. He'll help out Ohio State. Remember, DJ Carton is leaving. And DJ Carton didn't play the last third of the season anyway because mental health is so, so tough. So tough. And Ohio State supported him, but he decided he needed to leave. And so he did. And he decided to put his name in the transfer portal. Luther Muhammad, who at one point was suspended during the season, then put his name into the transfer portal today. So then that opens the door for Jimmy Sotos. So can Jimmy Sotos be to Ohio State what Nate Sestina was last year to Kentucky? Jimmy will help Ohio State. He'll be a good player. He'll be a stabilizer. And I think that's about where I'll put it. How about that? I'm not going to go overboard about, oh, wow. When Sestina went to Kentucky, I thought Nate was really going to help Kentucky. I think Jimmy Sotos will help Ohio State, but that's what he'll do. He'll help Ohio State. I think he'll help as a stabilizer. I mean, can he play on this level? Yeah, he can play on this level. No doubt in my mind he can. And obviously Chris Holton thinks he can. And so, I mean, I wish him nothing but the best. I mean, again, do I think he can do it on this level? Yeah. Yeah, he can play. Do I think he's a 25 to 30 minute a game player on this level? No. Just a personal opinion.
Having seen him in person, Steve, I agree. I think he'll be a good six-man type player off the bench, a guy that you can go to and shoot to shoot. But I don't think, at least on the higher level Division One, I don't see him as a 20-30-minute player either. I would agree.
Now, let's give you an example. Not everybody has to be the 30-35-a-minute guy.
Exactly.
I thought Dan Dockage's son, when he went from Michigan to Ohio State, especially the first half of the season, this is 2 years ago, helped them. He was a good player. And I think Jimmy Sotos is a good player. And I think, will he help Ohio State and be a stabilizer on the floor, good decision maker? Yes. Will he be a star? No. Not everybody has to be a star. Yeah, I sit here in Matt's shadow every day. I know the feeling. Know the feeling, you know, plain and simple. And then Matt Harms decided to transfer from Purdue, put his name in the transfer portal. So I tell Dick Girardi, okay? I text Girardi. Girardi texts me back. I think everybody should be in the portal and or declare for the draft.
It's certainly been that way.
Purdue, by the way, Jeff Goodman, he tweeted out that Purdue was blindsided by the Harms decision. That I believe. There was a guy named Jadon Michael who was leaving Wichita State. He chose Elon. Everybody thought he was going to go to NC State because he's from Burlington, North Carolina.
And And for Soto's, Steve, he actually had a lot of attention. He had two Big Ten teams. Minnesota was the other Big Ten team that tried to go after him. Xavier was interested. Missouri, Gonzaga apparently was towards the finalists. And Vanderbilt, too.
Hey, but this is the way it is, Matt. This what happens is guys go someplace. Now, first of all, Jimmy's a really good student. So right away, you're not even worried, okay, about the possibility of transferring, right? Not even worried about it. Okay? And so can he play? Yeah, and this is happening all over the place now. Where guys, they come out of high school, they're a little under the radar, you know, they may not have some measurable that the Power Five people aren't crazy about, maybe not big enough, maybe slay, doesn't shoot a ball, whatever. Okay? Player rating isn't... Then they start playing. And you go to a place like Bucknell. Okay. Well, guess what? If you're going to play at Bucknell, you're going to play for Nate Davis. He's a heck of a coach. He makes players better. Now, to Nate's detriment, I mean, the positive is Nate makes players better. To Nate's detriment, he makes players better. And now suddenly everybody looks at him and goes, hey, you know what? He got better playing there. And then people want to suddenly you become more popular. And he has a body of work now that people like. And that is why when you get to this point, he is now a developer. Now you see how he plays. And look, Bucknell plays enough games against Power 5 teams, Penn State included this year. That's when I saw Jimmy play in person this year, obviously. It's when he played, when Penn State played Bucknell, which was part of that Brooklyn tournament, even though the game was here. And I walked out of there, and Dick and I both said the same thing. He says, you know, we were talking about guys who could play. You know, we both said he could play. Yeah.
Well, getting back to what you said about Nate Davis, and I think he's definitely the coach to have this task, is he's definitely going to have a lot of retooling to do, because I believe Khalil Spear, who was a key member off the bench last year, is also entered the transfer portal. I'm not sure if he's committed anywhere yet, but there's a lot of good role players, I think, on that team, but no, like, real star quality, which is hard to get when you're in Bucknell's position at Division One, when you're competing with some of these other top schools. So, but that's going to be a different dynamic to that Bucknell team next year.
Well, but that happens. But look at the Colgate.
Yeah, that's a great example.
I mean, Ivan Oskus just put his name in, right?
Oh, that I didn't know. Wow.
Oh yeah.
Then there you go.
Ivan Oskus. I think Jordan Burns already put his name in, right? That's not right. But Ivan Oskus put his name in. You know, is he a star? No. Is he a really good defensive player? Yeah, I think he's a good defensive player, because I've seen him play in person twice. And I thought, okay, he's a good player. He can shoot a little bit. Not a bad defender. He can help a team. And this is what the Power Five schools are doing. They're looking at, you know, with all due respect, excuse the terminology, because it's the best terminology at the moment I can come up with. They're looking at the lower levels. And they're seeing players that can play the game at that level going, you know what? They can play. And they play enough people. It's not like Bucknell hasn't played Syracuse, Penn State, over the years played North Carolina, Bucknell's played a really good non-conference schedule. So you see these guys against comparable Power 5 talent. And guess what? They more than hold their own.
And actually, Steve, according to Spectrum News in Central New York, actually Jordan Burns is trying to test his NBA draft waters.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ivan Askus is heading to the transfer portal.
Okay. I knew Burns was doing something. But that's the way it is today. That is the way it is. Everybody is looking for that next step somewhere. Okay.
And apparently Ivanauskas was also looking for the NBA too, Steve, but he couldn't find any workouts with in front of an NBA brass because of the COVID outbreak, so now he's trying to finish his career in a Power 5 conference and then get to the NBA, which is smart on his part, considering how things are right now.
I hope he likes Erie. Okay. In the G League. With all due respect to him, I can't even possibly envision him being in the NBA unless he's on a season ticket plan. John Rothstein, interesting tweet from yesterday. In June, the NCAA is expected to take up the idea of the one-time transfer rule where you can transfer and then can play immediately. It is, according to John Rothstein's sources, that rule will go into effect for the 21-22 season. So in other words, if somebody's transferring now, outside of a grad transfer, you will have to sit out this upcoming season. So there's the difference right there. You would have to sit out this season, even if they pass it, because the idea would be to put it into play for the 21-22 season. Okay? That's according to John Rothstein and his sources per Twitter. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Okay, so Bubba Wallace lost his sponsorship after rage quitting during the NASCAR iRacing event. It's a video game. Am I missing something here?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's has served the Valley for decades. They've been able to find their clients the best insurance, best price, make sure they're covered. And when it comes to customer service, nobody's better. It's just great people who are just terrific insurance professionals. That's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And I believe it was Mr. Buhner in?
I am in the house.
Sir, how are you today?
I'm just doing very well, Steve. I think that although all these other items of news in the sports world are really important, I think Tim Mahlke getting in the Basketball Hall of Fame is the number one sports item on my agenda.
It's Kobe Bryant going in as number one.
I didn't have a crush on Kobe Bryant. I'll just put it that way.
Kim Mulkey was. I saw Kim Mulkey play in person. She was a terrific point guard basketball player. She's obviously been a great coach. I know she helped Louisiana Tech win a national championship as an assistant, and obviously the great job she's done at Baylor.
Yeah.
So she certainly deserves her spot in Springfield. Tim Duncan, Rudy Tomjanovich, obviously Kobe. But there's also Eddie Sutton getting in. Eddie Sutton had been a finalist 8 times.
Very controversial. 8 times. Very controversial.
Yeah, because it's because of the Kentucky run and the fact they went on probation with Dwayne. Of course, Dwayne Casey's been able to like rehabilitate his image to the point where he was the NBA Coach of the Year a couple of years ago. Eddie Sutton obviously struggled at times with alcohol. And he one of the great things that he did, besides winning games, was getting Oklahoma State through the 2001 season into 2002. And that's after the plane crash that killed 2 members of the team broadcaster, because they were using smaller planes at the time. And they would travel back in 3 planes, and Sutton was on one of the other 2 planes that made it back. The 3rd one didn't make it back. And he had to negotiate his team through that in 2001. That's awfully, awfully tough to do and put such a strain on everybody.
He was absolutely controversial, but he could coach. Coach.
No question. And that now let's get into, and we talked about Jimmy Sotos already and going to Ohio State. And he'll be fine there. I mean, he'll help him.
He's got a good head on his basketball head on his shoulders. There's no doubt about that. He can, as he did for Bucknell, he had to assume last year too many roles, I thought, on the court. And so he was doing other things outside of what he normally does, which is lead the team. But they wanted him to score and do a bunch of other things. And I think he'll do okay, like you said. I agree with you and Matt. I was thinking, Steve, about a few years ago, if this transfer portal had been available, you know, there's a certain Bucknell guy it's in the NBA now. Would he have transferred his senior year somewhere to a Power 5 conference?
Well, he ended up in the NBA, so being at Bucknell worked out great for him. Nobody knows these days over the years who would have transferred. I mean, look at all the great Penn State football players that Joe had all over the years that had to wait their turn. Well, you know, I mean, and you know, great players a senior, other guy underclassman had to wait his turn. Great player moves on to NFL understudy moves up, takes role, turns out to be a great player. Would they have waited? I mean, seriously, would some of those guys have waited? Probably some of them would have, some of them wouldn't have.
Yeah.
That's what I found to be incredible about Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders waited behind Saquon Barkley. Guess what? Miles Sanders is a terrific running back.
Yeah.
5-star guy. I'm not so sure a lot of 5-star running backs would have waited a couple of years, but Miles Sanders did. So it's to each his own as to how they look at it, what they consider their opportunity to be. That's fine. They're trying to find a comfort spot for themselves someplace along the way, something that fits. Jimmy Sotos, a good player. He'll be fine at Ohio State. I mean, I think he's going to be anywhere from a 15 to 25-minute a game guy. He'll stabilize them on the court. He'll score a little bit. I mean, will he be a star? No. But that's fine. Not everybody's a star, as I sit in the shadow of Bob Huener.
Yes. And, you know, Steve, you commented about the NASCAR and Bubba Watson losing a sponsor. I heard that early this morning, and my immediate thought was that the sponsor getting out was simply a pretext. They used that, whatever was in the sponsorship contract, to get out of a contract because they may not have a lot of money. And I'm thinking about a lot of sponsors that support NASCAR and other things that may just not have a lot of money in the bank after this whole situation. And that may cause some changes.
Yeah, but supposedly he got angry over it. It's a video game.
Yeah, that's why I say it's of no consequence what he did. And it gave lots of talking points. But I just thought, well, that sponsor saw an opportunity to bail and took advantage of that, and you know, just for their own financial security.
Let's see. Obviously, cases in Pennsylvania are up. Center County went up one from 43 to 44. Of the 44, only one is hospitalized here. So that's, you know, statistically, locally, that's what's going on here. Montgomery County and Philadelphia County continue to be the hot spots in the state. Let's see. Now let's get into something that I think is going to be important to talk about moving forward in sports. And that is, what will the state of college sports be like a year and a half from now? The immediate impact on budgets. Well, number one, let's start with this. Obviously, when you're only getting 33 to 40% of the NCAA tournament money you thought you were going to get, okay, that's obviously going to put a wrench into somebody's budget, no question. But it then comes into play in the next fiscal year, not the current fiscal year, but the next fiscal year. That's where it's going to really come into play. And the question will be, and obviously one that is vulnerable, is going to be wrestling. They aren't the only one, but it's one that a lot of fans deeply care about. Now, that's not going to happen here at Penn State. Right, I mean, it's not going to happen in the Big Ten, where, you know, you're going to have 14 schools that are going to have wrestling, and they're going to have wrestling the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. So the Big Ten is not the issue. But for example, already before this even happened, Old Dominion decided to drop wrestling. You know, Old Dominion made the decision to drop it, and that was before any of this happened. The question is, what's going to happen across the board? And how are athletic departments going to react? Because the great variable we don't know is, what is football and basketball attendance going to be like in the upcoming season? Should there be upcoming seasons? And now, I think there will be, but what's it going to be like? Because we can have the desire to be there, but you may have people who are looking at the situation and saying, okay, I think it may, you know, that I'll go. Okay, so they go. And you may have some other people saying, it's on TV, I think I'll sit this one out and watch it. And that's going to have an impact.
No doubt, Steve. My concern is not, obviously not with the Power Five conferences. My concern, because of my 25-year trusteeship at Bloom University, is for those schools, the D2 schools that don't have any TV money, don't have any real money. They get it from that support their athletic programs comes from student fees, and in the state system in Pennsylvania, those student numbers are declining. And you know, what will that happen? What will happen to those sports, which are huge on local campuses? Susquehanna, the same thing.
And those are going to be great questions. Now, how? First of all, having a Division II and Division III sports department is not financially a winning formula.
No, to start with, it's not. No question.
No, I mean, just the basics to start with. So that's an issue there. Old Dominion brought in an outside consultant who reviewed the national college sports landscape, identified current and future financial challenges, and evaluated Title IX compliance. This is according to Old Dominion. They say cutting wrestling is going to save, according to their statement, approximately $1 million. Old Dominion has sponsored wrestling for 63 years. But here's the problem in Conference USA. Guess how many schools in Conference USA have wrestling? None.
Yep.
The Monarchs are like Missouri. Because, again, there's only one SEC wrestling school. Missouri. And Old Dominion, like Missouri, was in the Mid-American Conference for wrestling.
You know, and Steve, people may wonder why Old Dominion's had this 60-plus year relationship with wrestling. And it goes back, I think, to a school called Granby, a small high school in the Virginia Beach area, not far from Old Dominion, which has been the mecca for Granby-style wrestling for about 60-some years.
Right.
So that particular, there was a little hot area in that part of Virginia and nothing else the rest of the state until you get up in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. So that'll be a blow, no question.
Four Old Dominion wrestlers, by the way, did qualify for the NCAAs this year. And Old Dominion will honor their scholarships through the completion of their fourth academic year. But it's wrestling, and since it is wrestling, you're allowed to transfer and be immediately eligible. So when we're talking about the one-time eligibility rule, which John Rothstein tweeted out yesterday that his sources are telling him that when the NCAA discusses this in June, that rule, should it pass, would be in place starting in 21-22. So anybody who's transferred now in the five sports would not be eligible right away this year. They still would have to sit out. Wrestling is one of the sports that doesn't fall into that category. You can transfer and be eligible right away. So Old Dominion has a couple of kids, including the Dragic brothers, who are very good wrestlers. The twins are out of Norfolk, and they're considered to be very good, and they're going to end up someplace and help somebody.
Steve, do you think that the NCAA will have a lot more on its plate in June to decide besides this issue, and perhaps it might be put on more of a back burner to discuss some incredibly difficult fiscal issues that transcend the entire NCAA, all divisions, all sports?
Maybe. I mean, it sounds to me like what they want to do right now, Bob, is that they want to discuss first name, image, and likeness. Sounds to me like the end of this month, that's when they want to do it. And then they want to take care of the transfer deal in June. Now, both of those directly affect student-athletes. When it comes to the budgets, you know, I think this is where conference conversation comes in, not NCAA conversation. I think the NCAA can open the door, for example, say things do improve. And it's not as, you know, let's see how the next few days go. It's not as if there haven't been a couple, when you're grasping at straws, but it's not like there haven't been a couple of encouraging signs the last couple of days, because there actually have been. Doesn't mean it's great out there. Doesn't mean it's good. Doesn't mean it's still not going to be a bad week. But there have been a couple of encouraging signs. We'll say things are encouraging enough to open the door for students to go back to campuses for the second summer session, June 30th. Let's just pick a magical date, okay? Let's do that. I mean, we're just doing this for the sake of speculation.
Sure.
You might then say, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to allow schools to not only, you know, have full-scale, like, weight training workouts like you're supposed to have anyway, but we may allow you to have a weekend or two where you have NFL-style OTAs. Now, that's where they might discuss what they can do on something like that. Between now and then, I think everybody's trying to figure out when anybody can do anything. So this is the part where they can talk about name, image, likeness, and then they can talk about eligibility. The eligibility thing is probably a little easier solution. You know, thumbs up, thumbs down on that as to what you think. I mean, maybe you don't think it's a good idea. You know, there may be administrators that don't think it's a good idea. There are some that will say, okay, you know, we need to keep giving freedom to athletes because they're getting so many waivers anyway. Okay. It's fine that they talk about that stuff now, because when it comes to the budget part, you already have a separate group, Bob, that is because the money that's being doled out by the NCAA, there's going to be an even number for everybody, but then there's that additional number, and right. that's where the Power Five will get the money out of the additional number.
And, you know, Steve, the NCAA gets a bucket load of money out of the basketball tournament, which they control, so they're going to be down a few bucks in the old pocketbook.
They I think they took $50 million from their reserve fund and they put it into the NCAA pool. They did have a reserve fund, but what was interesting is that it's a $1 billion tournament TV wise, mm-hmm. and the insurance policy was something like $270 million, maybe it's an $800 million tournament, but like $270 million or some number like that on the insurance policy. So they'll do the best they can to dole out what they need to dole out. But how to handle this? I think it's going to have to be on a school-by-school, conference-by-conference basis. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. We continue to listen to the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, including the Center for Disease Control, concerning efforts to limit the spread of coronavirus. During this time, our office remains operational and available to service our current and new clients. Our employees will be available by phone at 570-286-5855, as well as email, and have access to our systems to continue to conduct business. Please know that our after-hours emergency service will continue to be available. Based on the recommendations from federal, state, and local experts, our building will be closed to the public during these extraordinary times. Our employees will be working from home to practice social distancing so we can do our part to keep our staff and community as safe and healthy as possible. Please be advised that all face-to-face meetings will be discontinued in favor of conducting business via phone or email. At this time, we ask that you be safe, be well, and be kind, and know that your Purdy Insurance team is committed to the highest levels of service and is only a phone call away.
All right. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And their office, I mean, look, obviously face-to-face is, not right now, but you can call. They've got people there. And also Sunbury Motors. A couple notes on Sunbury Motors. Keep in mind that their website is a great resource for shopping and researching vehicles. All right, so keep that in mind. But also, the service department is open 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday at Sunbury Motors. All right. R.J. Anderson on baseball. Next half hour, Steven Gonzalez, the former Nittany Lion offensive guard, trying to somehow get to the NFL during what has been obviously a different time in which to do it. He'll be on the show tomorrow. Stefan Wisniewski later in the week. So we got a lot coming up this week as well. And we're also, I know Matt is working on Charlie Casserly, I know as well.
It'll be former Penn State lineman week then with Gonzalez and Wisniewski in the house.
One trying to get to the league and one with two Super Bowl rings.
Not a bad combo.
No, not a bad combo at all. Not bad. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Yes. You can go to the website. You can call them. Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Regular service hours, 7 to 4, Monday through Friday for the service department. And the website is a great resource for shopping and researching vehicles. And also communicating directly with the dealership. More next half hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.